AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Gas up the snowblowers. The lead forecaster at the National Weather Service says the East Coast could encounter blizzard conditions Friday night into Saturday morning.
Looks like it's going to be a potentially paralyzing winter storm for portions of the Mid-Atlantic. That would include, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area.
Bruce Sullivan says a foot or more of snow could fall. Your 401k took another hit today as the Dow lost more ground.
Blue chip stock prices fell another 1.5%, 249 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as the price of crude oil plunged again to below $27 a barrel for the first time since May of 2003. As much as that is a boon for consumers, it's catastrophic for energy producers and the banks that have lent them billions. The hole in the Dow was positively cavernous at midday, down 566 points at its low. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost 1% for the day. The Nasdaq, filled with tech stocks that staged a final hour rally, fell just marginally. Warren Levinson, New York.
Addressing the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Vice President Biden said economic insecurity is fueling global insecurity and making terrorist groups appealing.
You see, and this is the extreme example, how people become attracted to terrorist groups like ISIL, anarchist groups, left-wing, right-wing extremist movements, who offer a violent fantasy of tearing down the entire system.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the entire anti-Islamic State coalition will meet next month in Brussels to discuss ways to ramp up the battle.
To discuss the opportunities that they and we have before us and must seize to hasten ISIL's lasting defeat.
Texas executed its first condemned killer of the new year tonight.
I would describe his demeanor as just matter of fact.
Department of Corrections spokesman Jason Clark. This is AP Radio News. A bill requiring Syrian and Iraqi refugees to undergo greater scrutiny has stalled in the Senate.
The bill, already approved by the House, would require those refugees to pass strict background checks to show they're not a threat to national security before they come into the U.S. Senator John Cornyn says it's common sense.
This is about our national security.
But Democrats blocked the effort, saying the GOP refused to allow votes on several amendments, including Donald Trump's call to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. Senator Richard Durbin said Republicans didn't want to take on their presidential frontrunner.
They run like scalded cats.
The GOP effort was 5 votes short of the 60 needed to advance the legislation. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Buffalo Bills have hired Administrative Assistant Catherine Smith to be their special team's quality control coach. That makes her the first full-time female member of an NFL coaching staff. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.